Israel was out of the will of God, even though Israel was serving Balaam, God hasn't gave up on them. And this morning, God hasn't gave up on you. You may not be where you once was. You may be in sin this morning. But friend, God's not giving up on you. God still loves you. And God still cares for you. We see a perfect example of that this morning. It's in the book of Judges, chapter 16 with Samson. Now we all know the story this morning. It's simple this morning. We know the man of God that Samson was. But look at this one verse this morning and ponder on this thought. It says in verse 22, "Howbeit the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven." We see here this morning, we want to point out, first of all, this morning, Samson's separation. Now, we all know the story that Samson was to be a judge. Samson was to be a judge over Israel, to flee Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. Now, we see here that prior to this event, prior to Samson's birth, that Israel was in bondage for 40 years to the Philistine. And we see that God raised up a man named Samson. And we see here that the Bible, that Samson's mother becomes one of the four women in the Bible that an angel came to and told her a pre-birth miracle. That Samson would be a Nazarite. That Samson was not to drink wine. That Samson was not to cut his hair. That Samson was not to touch a body of a dead person or a dead being this morning. That was the role of a Nazarite. If we flip over in our Bible to Judges chapter 13, verse 5, the Bible says, "For lo, thou shalt conceive." That's the angel speaking to Samson's mother. "For lo, thou shalt conceive, and shall bear a son, and no razor shall come upon his head. For the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb. And he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistine." That Samson had a special role on him this morning. He was a Nazarite. If you flip over, I believe it is, to Numbers chapter 6, you'll see what a Nazarite is, what the Bible breaks it down to. A Nazarite was supposed to be fully devoted to the Lord Jesus Christ. A Nazarite was one who was set apart and dedicated holy to the Lord. And friend, as we study the Nazarite, well, friend, Christian is about going similarities to each other. Now, Samson was to be called a Nazarite from the Lord. Now, Samson was chosen in his mother's womb to be a Nazarite. Now, friend, this is deep this morning, but do you know when you was in your mother's womb, before the foundations of this world, God knew you was going to be a Christian. God knew that He was going to reach down and save you by His marvelous grace. Friend, we're no different than Samson this morning. Now listen, Samson was a Nazarite. He was chosen to be separate from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now what's a Christian today? What's a born-again believer today? Well, friend, a true, true born-again believer will separate his life from this world. He'll be truly separated from the things of this world. Now we see here a Nazarite was raised up by God Himself in order that through their lifestyle they demand the highest standard of holiness. Now, friend, we see the Bible says, "For be ye holy, for I am holy." Now, we see the Nazarite was supposed to be separate, to set apart. Well, friend, Christian is the same way this morning. If you're a Christian, if you proclaim to be a Christian this morning, you read the book of Judges, chapter 13, and go over to Numbers, chapter 6, and read how a Nazarite was supposed to live their life. And you go over to Romans, chapter 12, and you read that verse 1 and verse 2. Paul says in verse 2 of Romans chapter 12, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." Friend, we're supposed to be separate. We're supposed to set apart ourselves from this wicked world system. And friend, that's what Samson was supposed to do. Before the foundations of this world, before Samson was in the womb of his mother, his mother was told by an angel that he would be a Nazarite.
that he was brought to flee, to deliver God's people out of the hands of Philistine. Oh, but friend, I'm thankful that Samson's mama wasn't the only mama that an angel came to one day. But friend, also Mary this morning, an angel came to her and said, one day I'm going to feel the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, is going to bear a child in you. And one day he will free his people from their sins. And friend, that's a picture of Jesus Christ this morning, that one day in the New Testament Bible an angel would come and speak to Mary and said, Mary, you will conceive a child, and one day he will free his people from their sin. And friend, let me tell you something this morning. Samson made mistakes. We'll look at it this morning. But Samson still did what God told him to do. Samson still freed his people from the hand of the Philistines. Even though there was time in Samson's life that he was in the valley, but other times on the mountaintop this morning, but he still was faithful and he still accomplished what God had for him to do. But friend, let me tell you something. Jesus Christ Himself, He was born of a virgin. He was born of a virgin, never sinned. He never fell in sin like Samson did. Oh, but friend, He was perfect in this world. And He carried my sin and your sin upon the cross of Calvary. He had no mistakes in Him. The devil took Him down in the lowest place after He fasted for 40 days and for 40 nights. The devil took him down in his low spot and began to tempt him. Now listen here this morning, church. Let me tell you, if the devil can't get you in the valley this morning, look what he did to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now the devil couldn't tempt the Lord Jesus Christ, because every temptation he used the Word of God. Well, the Bible says in John chapter 1, in the beginning was God, and God were in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. Jesus faced those temptations. Now the devil went to Jesus when he was in the lowest place. He was hungry, and the devil began to tempt him. Friend, let me tell you something. That's where we fall short. In the valley is where the devil will tempt me. In the valley is where he'll get us this morning. But friend, let me tell you, if he can't get you in that valley, if he can't get you when you're in a storm this morning, look what he did to our Lord and Savior. After that, he took him up on the mountaintop. Let me tell you something, church. The devil may not get you in the valley, but let people start filling your head full of stuff, and let the devil take you up on a higher standard. And that's where he'll tempt you this morning. If he can't get you in the valley, he'll take you on the housetop, on the rooftop, on the highest mountain this morning. Friend, we're not able to face the temptations the devil throws in our life if we're apart from this book this morning. We see here that Samson was a Nazarite. He was to be separate, just like me and just like you this morning. We see in the right Nazarite had three restrictions placed on him this morning. First of all, he was not to touch wine. Second of all, his hair was not to do. He was to be remain untouched by a razor. Third, he must not touch a dead body. That's just three that the Nazarite had to go by, a vow that they took. Friend, we got this whole Bible to live our life by. We got this whole Bible to live and to guide our life by. And friend, we are held at a high standard just like the Nazarite was. And friend, we're to be separate like Samson was to be. But look, we see that Samson was used mightily of the Lord. In chapter 14, 15, in the beginning of chapter 16, that Samson was used mightily. We see that Samson was used in chapter 15, slew 1,000 men with a jawbone of an ass this morning. With just a jawbone, that man slew over 1,000 men that day. We see he took the foxes, 300 foxes, tied them together, set them on fire, and sent them into the city and burned up the Philistine stalk, their corn, everything. This man was no doubt used mightily by the Lord. We see here this morning in Judges chapter 16 when he was going into the city. He slept down by the gate at night. But he ripped that steel gate down. The Bible says with the posts included, put them on his shoulder and walked them up the hill into that city this morning. What are the strength that this man had? What the power that this man had? But it came from the Lord. Friend, this morning, everything that we do as a Christian, every tract we give out, every Bible we give out, every message we ever preach, every song that we ever sing, is because God has His hand on us. And friend, everything that Samson did prior to chapter verse 22 and chapter 16, God had His hand on Samson. We see that Samson's separation. Samson was a strong man. Samson was to be separated from this world and fully devoted to the Lord Jesus Christ. But we see, as strong as Samson was, as strong as he was, he wasn't strong enough to face the temptation. He wasn't strong enough to face the enemy in his flesh this morning. He walked away from the Lord Jesus Christ. He got away from God's will in his life. He was supposed to be separated. He was supposed to be devoted, a Nazarite. But we see here, our second point this morning, Samson's separation. He was to be separated like me and like you this morning. But we see Samson's choice of sin. Samson chose to sin. And friend, this morning, you choose to sin. You can say the devil tempts you, but he does this morning. But it's up to you to take the temptation. It's up to you to fall into the temptation this morning. I don't know why you read this and you say, well, Samson was tempted and the devil made him sin this morning. No! Friend, the devil don't make you sin. You make yourself do it. You make yourself go into the liquor store. You make yourself buy dope. You make yourself be a whoremonger. You make yourself be a dope addict. You make yourself cheat on your wife, cheat on your husband. Friend, it's not the devil, it's you this morning. We see Samson was in the place he was in his life because sin was brought into Samson's life, and Samson played with sin this morning. We see, look here, Samson chose to sin. Samson chose to go into that sin. Look in chapter 16, verse 1. Then Samson went to Gaza and saw there a harlot. He saw the harlot. Friend, I see sin each and every day. You see, you can look on the news this morning and see sin. You can look out into this world and see sin this morning. But look here. Then went Samson to Gaza and saw there a harlot. Well, that's not his mistake this morning. That ain't his mistake. His mistake is the second part. And he went unto her. He saw the sin. He knew what that person was. You know what a harlot is this morning? A wicked woman, a devout woman. But Samson went into her. That's where he made his mistake. That's Samson's choice of sin. And friend, Samson was supposed to be separated. We're supposed to be separated like Samson was. We're supposed to be people different from this world. But friend, oftentimes when we find ourselves like Samson, we can't take the temptation. We can't control the temptation. And we find ourselves going to that sin. Samson said he saw a harlot and he went unto her. Friend, you can see the liquor store, but it's up to you to go into it. You can see that woman, but it's up to you to leave your person that you're with and go with them this morning. The devil don't make you do it. It's up to you to come to church this morning. The devil don't keep you out. Your flesh does. And friend, this morning, Samson is in the position he's in this morning because Samson did what Samson wanted to. And friend, this morning, a lot of the people we come in contact with when we're soul winning or just everyday life, they're in the position they're in because they chose to be in that position. You want to be a drunk, then leave your wife because that's what's going to happen. You want to go out and spend your money on worldly things and full of sin? Well, you're going to lose your house. That's the result of it. Friend, sin has results. And friend, we see that Samson, the man that he was, a strong man that he was, fell into this sin. He fell into that temptation. He couldn't handle it. Now, friend, think about how big, how a man of a God that Samson was. how strong that Samson was, and he couldn't bear the temptation. What makes us think that we can play with sin and we can deal with it? Friend, if Samson was a Nazarite before the mother's womb, if Samson was to free God's people out of the hands of Philistine, but yet Samson killed 1,000 men with the jawbone of an ass, took the iron gates, took them up the city, destroyed all their stalls of corn, but yet he wasn't able to defeat the enemy in his life because flesh took over Samson's life. Friend, this morning we're wrapped in flesh. Friend, I'm wrapped in flesh. When I get out in this world, my flesh wants to do worldly things. I want to go out with the people I used to hang out with. My flesh wants to do the stuff that I used to do. And friend, we'll fight that flesh until the day we enter in to the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll fight this flesh. But friend, we got to learn to overcome the enemy, to overcome the flesh. Friend, the more you do for the Lord Jesus Christ, Samson was being used mightily, but the more he did, the more that he was doing, the devil couldn't get him down in that pit. Now look, the devil couldn't get him down low. So what did the devil do? He used his strength. He used what God blessed him with, his strength, and he brought him up on that mountaintop. Now think about it this morning. Delilah was a harlot. Well, why wouldn't she want Samson? He was a big man. He was a strong man. Why wouldn't this harlot want Samson? Friend, why wouldn't the devil want you this morning? You was on his side before. You was on that losing side before. But now God's redeemed you. Now God's brought you to the winning side. But friend, the devil still wants you. The devil still is going to come in every corner he can put anything in your life to destroy you, to get you in that sin. He'll do everything he can. We see what he brought in Samson's life. Then Samson went down to Gaza, saw there a harlot, and went into her. The Bible says Samson loved her. And friend, that's where Samson made a mistake again. He loved the sin that he was in. He loved the sin that he was in. The Bible says, don't be unequally yoked. Now there's a lot of confusion about that verse, but what it simply means this morning, young people age, if you're a saved, born again believer, don't go out into this world trying to find you a woman that ain't saved, that ain't born again. A woman this morning, a young child, if you're saved, don't go out in this world and find you a harlot to marry. Don't find you a worldly woman to marry. The best place you can find a woman, the best place, ladies, you can find a man is in God's house, not out in this world this morning. And if the man that you're dating won't come to church with you, he ain't worth being with. If the woman that you're with, dating, won't come to church with you, then you better drop her because all she's going to do is bring you down in sin. We see Samson's life. The enemy brought him down in sin. The enemy didn't lift him up, but brought him down. And friend, the enemy may look good. Oh, we see Samson, the devil painted a good picture in front of his eyes. The devil painted a perfect, beautiful picture in the eyes of Samson. And friend, he'll do the same thing to you this morning. He'll paint a perfect, beautiful picture in front of your eyes. And you'll go into it because we're not fully devoted to the Lord Jesus Christ. If Samson was fully devoted to his Nazarite vows, then he would have never went into the sin that he was in because he would have been separated. He would have known not to do that. And friend, that's where we fall short, myself included, is to get fully devoted to God. To know when the enemy comes. To know what is going to happen when he brings us down in the pit that he brought us down in. We see at this time in Samson's life, Samson violated already two of the Nazarite vows in his life. We see in chapter 14, verse 8 and 9, he touched the carcass of a lion that was dead. And in chapter 14, verse 10, he drunk wine. Now, the third vow that Samson had left was not to let a razor touch his hair. But we see here in Judges chapter 16, verse 19, that happened. Why? Now read Judges chapter 16. We won't read it this morning. But read it and look how much Samson dabbled in that sin. Look how much he played with that sin this morning. He tricked Delilah. He told Delilah a bunch of lies where his strength come from this morning. But friend, at the end, the enemy tricked him major. You can't trick the enemy this morning. You can't play with sin this morning because it'll come up and bite you. It'll come up and take everything that you ever had. And we see that in Samson's life this morning. What did Delilah take from Samson? His hair. Now what is that? That's his testimony this morning. His hair was his testimony. He had long hair. That's where his strength came from. He was a Nazarite. When people saw Samson, they knew he was a Nazarite because his hair had never been touched with a razor. But what did Delilah go after? What did the enemy go after? His testimony this morning. The devil will do everything he can this morning, church, to steal your testimony. We see that Delilah didn't want to do anything else of Samson. She didn't want to know who Samson was. She didn't want to have a relationship with Samson. All she wanted to do was steal his testimony and to get him down low in the pit. You can't play with sin this morning. You'll never win playing with sin. You'll always lose. You'll always be on the losing end if you play with sin. Friend, look at David's life. We say it a lot, but he was a man after God, but he played with sin, and he did defeated. He got defeated in sin. Jonah rebelled against God, and he was defeated in sin. Friend, everywhere we see a picture of sin, they get defeated. Sin will cost you more than you want to pay. It'll take you longer. It'll keep you longer than you want to stay this morning. If you don't believe it, ask somebody that's in prison. Ask somebody that's locked up, that's paying for the consequence that they've done. You ask somebody that wasted all their life in sin, all of their life not raising their child, and you ask them, what did it cost you? What did it cost you this morning? Friend, it'll cost you more money than you got this morning. Sin will destroy your life, and sin will destroy a church this morning if we play in sin. Samson should have been a man of God that snipped it right in the butt right when it happened. He should have stomped that enemy down right when it came into his eyes. But friend, look, Samson's just like me, and he's just like you this morning. He was wrapped in that earthly flesh. He thought for once he was going to please his soul or please his earthly pleasures this morning. And friend, that's all sin is. Why do you go into sin? Because you're looking to please your flesh. You're looking to please the worldly things in your life. If you look to please the Lord Jesus Christ, I promise you, you'll flee more sin than you can ever imagine this morning. You're not going to live a perfect life. Only one man did that, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. But you can't live a holy life. You can't live a life sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, living for Jesus Christ, if you flee the sin of this world. We see Samson's choice of sin. We see here, look what it cost him this morning. In verse 21, or verse 20, the Bible says, and she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. She's mocking him. She's mocking God's servant. She said, now, Samson, the Philistines be upon you. Samson, and he awoke out of his sleep. Samson got comfortable in his sin. And friend, if we're not careful, we'll get comfortable in the sin that we're in. Samson was comfortable. He was asleep on the harlot's lap. He was asleep with the harlot. Friend, if you're not careful this morning, you'll fall so deep into that sin that you'll fall asleep on the Lord Jesus Christ. Samson was supposed to be a judge to deliver God's people from the Philistines. But he dabbled in sin and was asleep on the Lord Jesus Christ. It said, in asleep, and said, I will go out as other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. Friend, you dabble in sin, the Lord will take his hand off of you. That's what he did to Samson's life. No longer is Samson strengthened. No longer does Samson have his testimony. It was stolen. The devil stole his testimony. The devil stole his strength. Now the Lord took His hand off of him. But friend, we see here, it says, it shaked him, and he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. And we see here in verse 21, but the Philistines took him, put his eyes out, and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass, and he did grind at the prison house. You imagine this, what Samson's feeling this morning. The enemy done stole everything that man had, that God blessed him with. And friend, this morning the enemy will steal everything that he can from you. But friend, he can't hold it. Why? The devil can't steal my testimony and hold it. The devil can't steal your testimony and hold it. Why is that this morning? Well, my Bible tells me that I'm bought with a price, that Jesus Christ is up paying for me. The devil can come in and steal it. But look here, this morning, this verse that sticks out, it sticks out this morning. Howbeit, when Samson was in prison grinding, the Bible says, howbeit the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. Now that hair was his testimony. The hair of Samson was his testimony. The devil, the enemy stole it, cut it off from him. Now friend, it was up to God to give Samson his testimony back. It was up to God to let Samson's hair grow back. Oh, friend, can you see Samson now? Well, the Bible says he was grinding at the prison house. Samson's down. Samson's in a mess. So happens he reaches up and he starts scratching his head and he feels the hair, the little prickles on his head. Oh, friend, I believe Samson had a running fit. That the Lord has given him his testimony back. The Lord's going to reuse Samson more mightily than he's ever used him before. Friend, the devil will take your testimony from you. But friend, God will give it back. God's not giving up on you this morning. God didn't give up on Samson. It's living proof here in the Bible. If God would have gave up on Samson, then verses 22 through 31 would not be in our Bible this morning. But God still had His trust. God still was going to use Samson. God wouldn't finish with Samson this morning. And friend, this morning, God's not done with you. God's not done with you. The devil may have stole your testimony. The devil may have come against you in all wicked ways this morning and stole little pieces of your testimony. But friend, thank the Lord of heaven. Verse 22 is in our Bible. Howbeit his hair began to grow again. His testimony was being brought back again. Why? Because God chose to give it back to him. Friend, the devil can't steal nothing from you that ain't allowed by God. Look at Job this morning. The devil, the Lord gave the devil permission to tempt Job. Friend, Job was found faithful. Samson made a mistake. We've all made mistakes. But his hair grew back. The testimony grew back. We see here, not only do we see Samson's choice of sin, but we see Samson's strength restored. God restores Samson's strength. And we're finished this morning. In the third, Samson restored his strength. Verse 22, we read it. And the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. We see here in verse 28, the Bible says, and Samson cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once. And God, and once, O God, that thou may be once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars. At this time, y'all know Samson was in the temple, tied up between two pillars with chain. Samson begged God to renew his strength, to restore his strength. The Bible says that Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon the house stood, and on which it was borne up, of the one that was on with his right hand and the other with his left. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the Lord's and upon all the people that therein, so that the dead which he slew at his death were more than that he slew in his life. We see God still used Samson. And friend, this morning the devil may have come and attacked you. He may have come and attacked your home, attacked your family, attacked your testimony. But God wasn't done with Samson. And this morning, friend, God ain't done with you. Before Samson did the greatest thing in his ministry, before Samson did the greatest thing for the Lord, he was tempted. He went through the valley. He went through death. He went through sin. But he was revenged by the Lord. And friend, this morning, don't let the storms in your life stop you from serving God. Don't let the enemy steal your testimony and take it from you. We remember about Samson. You ask a little kid about Samson that's been in Sunday school. Samson got in sin. Samson's eyes was put out. But what's the last thing they tell you about Samson? Samson killed more people in his death than he did when he was alive. Serving. And friend, this morning, we can be so easily put down from our past sin in our life, from past mistakes in our life that will never go forward serving the Lord. Friend, the enemy's attacked Broad River in past times. I've been here 5 years and I've seen it. But friend, the testimony's still here. You go out to people and they know Broad River. They tell the stories about people bringing in horse and buggy loads of people, raising the windows. The church was filled. But along the way, something's happened to that testimony. But friend, now we're the testimony of this church. The people in this church, the members of this church, is the testimony of Broad River Baptist Church. And it's up to us. Are we going to let the enemy defeat us? Or are we going to stop serving him because the enemy's come in one too many times? Or are we going to be like Samson?